don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr.
Ooh,
Worldwide.
Ooh. But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Monday, and it is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and it is Jim Donovan, Michael Regai. Glad to have you with us. We're here until top of the hour at 3. ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And in a couple of weeks, it will be everything Browns.
Everything Browns,
it will be
Jimmy,
everything Browns.
Well, I can't wait. I'm getting very, very... I was excited out here at the mandatory mini camp and the OTAs. Because, listen, I am a favorite. And again, we haven't had the first coin flip of the year.
Right.
We haven't kicked the football off yet, and that's going to be the true test. But I do like, and I like your thoughts on it as well, Jim. I've always been an admirer of Ray Farmer and how he's made his way up the ranks in the National Football League. And just from we have no idea what's going to happen for the 60 minutes on Sunday afternoons with Mike Pettine and his staff on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the philosophy.
Yeah,
I love the approach of this is how, you know, and we've mentioned the Jets in this show since we got on the air. Well, the mantra under that Mike Pettine was the defensive coordinator for, Rex Ryan brought in the play like a Jet mantra.
Right.
It's all over this building here in Cleveland, not play like a Jet, play like a Brown.
Right.
Accountability, toughness, understanding.
Right.
Jimmy, this organization needs that. They need something. It's going to get this damn losing culture stink out of this building.
Right. They need an identity. Yeah, they
gotta have an
identity. They have to have an identity. They really do.
Yes,
they
do.
And it can't be same old Browns. It's got to be something. And so if play like a Brown, and that's going to be on the grow. I mean, that's going to happen. What is play like a Brown? Play like a Brown right now, we don't know what it is because we really haven't seen it. But I think if you see, you know, a really tough team, I mean, that's what's being promised, a tough physical team that's just going to really win the physicality battle every Sunday afternoon, well, then you're going to win some games.
You're going to. And think about the two most notable moves they made in free agency with Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner.
Tough guys.
Tough guys that have been winners that aren't afraid to speak up in the locker room and say, this is how we're going to have to proceed, fellas,
exactly.
Or we either do it this way because this is what wins. Jim, I love that. I think it's the only way in professional sports. You got to surround yourself with winners, man.
Yeah, and see these guys, and especially Whitner now since he went to San Francisco, and learned how to win out there. I mean, he was languishing up in Buffalo. And
that's right.
And he'll tell you that.
I mean,
he was a little worried about his career in Buffalo and the fact that they could never win, and guys didn't want to go up there and play. And they just lost a lot, and they were in the same division with the Patriots. And, you know,
and
the
Jets.
What
does that sound like?
Yeah,
it's a carbon copy
of
what we have here. Same division
with the Ravens
and the Steelers.
And Bengals.
And now the Bengals have begun to win.
Exactly. And he went out to San Francisco, and he became a completely different player fast. I mean, when you think about how they turned that thing around so quickly, Jim Harbaugh goes in there. They beef up both lines. They bring guys like Whitner and those kind of guys in there. For the first year, they win with Alex Smith. And then they cultivate this kid Kaepernick, but it's all about toughness.
But what didn't you mention about how they turned it around right away? It wasn't throwing it all over the lot 40 times a game.
I'm telling you, Michael, when we went out there, I think it was Harbaugh's first year, and the Browns played out there, I could not believe the size of their offensive line.
Right.
And when they would go jumbo and bring in, and they go unbalanced, and they bring in another
bigger
guy, there was just no way physically and mathematically that you could stop what they wanted to do.
Alex Smith, your quarterback, give the football to Frank Gore.
Right.
We're going to pound it at you.
Right.
And then, you know, you're not moving it on us.
Yeah.
easy formula to win.
Yeah, and then Whitner learned that, and
yes.
Now he's going to bring that here.
Yep.
He's not bringing it here at the tail end of his career where he could say, you know, I won a long time ago.
That's right.
I mean, he's doing it right now. He's played in big, big games. Dansby the same way, in a different way. I mean, Dansby, you know, that Arizona team really reclaimed itself last year, and he was a big part of that. Now, I know there were some people, Michael, that thought when he got a big contract in Miami, he did not play well.
Yeah, you know, I've heard it. Jimmy, we've both heard it.
When he got hungry again,
yeah,
out in Arizona, he really played well.
Here's what I like, and the biggest thing that I've had against the Browns' linebacking units the last couple of years. Jimmy, the top linebacking units in the NFL, they do what? They get the football out.
Yes.
They get the football out. They come up with the crucial interception here and there.
That's right.
They come up with that strip sack
and they get
of a
you,
quarterback.
And they get you off the field on third down.
Yes, and they get you to turn the football over. Carlos Dansby is one of the best inside linebackers in the NFL at intercepting the football and coming up with key difference-making turnovers. His just look at it. His resume says so.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a telephone call, Michael. Eddie is in Westlake with us and is pumped up and ready to go for the start of the Browns season. All right. Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's happening, man? Ed?
Hey, what's up?
Long time no talk. You doing all right?
Hey, I'm great, man. I'm
good,
great.
Man. Good.
Hey, hey, I agree with you, Rick. I really like the way that that they're building the team. And this is my biggest thing. Is I think that they build it with the combination of not only the draft, but this free agency. And you know, in the past, you know, free agency was like, you know, you didn't want to build your team through free agency. And you still don't want to do it.
Right.
You know, the draft has to be a cornerstone. But, you know, with the changes and you having to spend this money on, you know, 89% of this cap, you're going to have to embrace it, okay? So, you know, you're going to have some combination of veterans as well as the rookie in order to get to the point where you're going to, there's no more 5-year plan. And so, you know,
correct.
With the draft,
so
you know, when you get.
So true.
There are no,
years,
Eddie, there are no 5-year plans in the NFL.
No.
Yeah.
You're unemployed. If you have a 5-year plan, and it's like a 2 or 3-year plan.
Yeah.
Don't you think,
is.
Michael?
No, very,
it's
absolutely.
Really
5-year plan is dinosaur. And Jimmy, I got to interject real quick. Yeah. Eddie is a very astute. Eddie played Division I college football. At Ohio University.
All right.
So Eddie knows the game and understands the game. And Ed, let me ask, how tough though is it how difficult is it to come in for a head coach and say, you could put up all the slogans you want, but how difficult is it to get for a head coach to say, we're going to be a tough, strong-willed, minded football team? Is that difficult to achieve and attain for a new head coach?
I think he's gone.
Oh, did he go?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
I go that.
But
anyway.
I thought, you know what?
Okay,
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, now it's got to be belief and bought in from this group that, you know, of 53 that wear the uniform.
Yeah. Now, remember, they had to really have a big year in free agency this year. They had a lot of money. And nowadays, with that CBA, you got to spend that money. And I think that. I think really you had to go out and you had to hit in free agency with them this year. And that's why Dansby and Whitner were right there.
Right.
As soon as that thing hit 4
boom,
o'clock,
boom.
Bang.
Yeah.
You know, they had to do it. And then they filled
and
in.
And then Hawkins.
List. Yeah. Now, in the future, you hope that you don't have to do that much in free agency. You tweak.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
because,
you tweak the team.
And again, Jimmy, we say too, we know too that we could just go look at the most successful team. The Green Bay Packers don't believe in free agency.
Absolutely.
Pittsburgh Steelers, they
don't
do free agency.
Right.
Don't believe.
Yeah.
New York Football Giant, they don't believe in free agents.
That's
they
right.
may tweak, you're right,
yeah.
here and there. But you build it through your draft, your depth with your young players, and I believe there's enough here that's going to start to crystallize for this team.
And that would be the plan. All right, when we come back, we're going to listen to Joe Hayden, as Joe was on the really big show at the end of the week last week and had a lot of great comments, and he's just really basking in, you know, really the notoriety that he's starting to get around the NFL, number 39 in the top 100 in the NFL, his big new contract, but desperately wants to win here. And we'll do that. Michael and Jim with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. We'll take a timeout and be right back. They do.